Good morning, 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 good morning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, being silly. I'm saying to everyone, good morning. As I sit here at the breakfast table, I look around the table, and I see all these smiling faces, Rex and Love, and then there's some people here too. And the people are all smiling too, and I say, what are you smiling about? Now, I'd never think of asking Rex and Love what they're smiling about, because they just smile because they like to smile. But when people are here, you say, what are you smiling about, you know? And really, this is what we should expect, isn't it? Now, we can have our international correspondence. We can have our international... Just think, Ellen, think. When you were a little girl, back in the medieval times, you know, when you were a little girl, if you got a letter from a foreign land, you'd say, wow, you know, and the whole family would just be eager to hear about it and eager to know what is said in there and to look at the stamp and to look at the envelope that has traveled across the world, an envelope, you know, that has carried this message. And think of how many hands have handled it, the postman from this country and that country and other countries, you know, and how fascinating that is and how amazing that is. And today, we just open our computer in the morning, and we look at our email, and our email comes from virtually every country on earth, and we think to ourselves, oh, that's nice, Thailand, oh yeah, Japan, oh yes, Switzerland, oh yeah, no big deal, New York, you know, my goodness sakes, and San Francisco, and Alaska, and what have you, and we don't think anything of it. It has just become so blasé, so ordinary to us, that we don't even recognize that every letter that has been sent was kissed with a smile before it was sent. Can you imagine someone mailing something to us that didn't have a smile on it? You know? Everything. There she goes. And now, the same is true for emails. The same is true for whatever type of communication we have, whether it's a telephone or the email or anything. And today, we think nothing of picking, well, Ellen, she thinks nothing of picking up the phone in the morning and saying to her son, happy birthday, son, you know. And, I mean, my goodness, years ago, we would have thought, oh, that's expensive, a long-distance telephone call from here to there, for goodness sakes, you know, from California to Switzerland, a long-distance telephone call, my goodness sakes, you just don't do that, because that costs big money. And Ellen says, well, you know, I make the phone call. It costs me maybe about $1.50. That's what it costs about. No more or less, in fact. But $1.50. And she talks for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And it certainly would be cheaper than flying there. And it certainly had been cheaper than making a whole journey to go there and then stay there and then come home again. And it certainly did what she wanted to done. He felt very happy, and he was happy to give her the latest news and to tell her how good his world is and how wonderful it is. And she's perfectly content. Now, if she had gone there, she couldn't have gotten any more hugs than she got on the telephone. Mm-hmm. She couldn't have got any more kisses and love than she got over the phone. And the vibrations were just zipping right through the lines, just like as though he was in her arms, you know, her little son, who is now 44. Father, huh? Yep. 40 what?
44.
My goodness, his birthday is today. 44. And my son is November 1st, and he's going to be what, 54, 55, mm-hmm. something like that, you know. And goodness sakes. Now, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, you see, the world really likes smiles. The world really likes hugs. The world really likes kisses. I was talking to a man in prison, and this man's a nice guy. but he's crazy. And he's doing his lessons, and he's doing his work, and he's just really coming along fine. And so then he says, "Herb, I love you." I said, "Well, thank you. I love you too." And he said, "I'm sending you kisses." And I said, "Well, cool." You know, I said, "Yeah, I'm sending you kisses. Now count these kisses, because there's one for each one on campus,
oh.
And there's a hug that goes with each kiss. And now give it to each one and tell them that I send my hugs and my kisses." And he says, "And then keep a whole bunch of them for you." You know? And I thought, wow, you know, if someone thinks that I'm a homosexual or something, you know, and I just love guys, you know, but I love everybody. What is a person who loves everybody?
Unconditional
lover. Now, that's a good way, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a super thing, you know, that's a super thing about the telephone and about letters and about emails. They just sort of make the world into one little package. It's in your room. It's in your office, your bedroom, wherever you have your computer. You're sitting out on the lawn. And you link into your internet and you send out your email from sitting on the lawn out in the middle of no place, or with my iPhone. I take my iPhone and I'm sitting up on a meditation bench up on top of the mountain here. And my iPhone rings. I take it out. "Hello? Well, Herb, I got a problem." But they catch me anywhere, you know, with a phone on you.
You don't see.
But it's wonderful. Yes, yes, even as Ellen says, we were on our cruise, and we were off the shores of Mexico, out in the middle of the ocean, and the phone rings. And here's one of our friends from Las Vegas calling with a need, and I talked to her, and it's fantastic. And then I said to her, "I'm out here in the middle of the ocean." Well, that didn't faze her in the slightest. It didn't mean anything to her. She had something that she wanted to discuss with me, and we were one. There was no ocean between us. There was no distance and no time or space. But that's a wonderful thing. Smiles do that, though. And love does that. Hugs and kisses do that. And this is what life is all about. We think that we have to be somewhere in person to do something. And not so. We can say, "I surround you with my pure white light of love." And instantly we're surrounding them with our pure white light of love. We're hugging them. We're kissing them. We're telling them how much we love them. Instantly we're doing it from no matter where we are. It doesn't matter. We can be anywhere in the world. We can be on the moon. We could be in a spaceship or in an airplane, and they have airplanes too, you know, where you can contact people and make telephone calls from the airplane. And it is fantastic. But you see, this is what life is all about. Life is all about the fact that wherever we are everywhere. And whatever we're doing it with everyone we're thinking of. And just our thought alone takes us on a journey that is far grander than anything we could ever imagine. So, if you want to visit someone or talk to someone or think about them, just think about them. Mm-hmm. Just think about your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your husbands, your wives, your kids, your friends, your whomevers, you know. Just think about them. Now, I was telling Ellen, as we were sailing on the cruise ship, I said, "You know, Edith Mary told me how she would go on cruise ships so often, and I had never paid any attention because I'd never been on a cruise ship. Now that I was on a cruise ship, I knew what she was enjoying." Uh-huh. So now, here I am some 30 years later, after her adventures and her telling me these things, I'm remembering it, and I'm like being there with her at that time that she's telling. Now I understand it 30 years later, where I didn't understand it when she told me, because I was experiencing it. And so I was reliving it. Edith Mary was right there with me, and I was just, you know, hearing it again from her, but now hearing it with knowing ears and knowing eyes and knowing being. And it was just really amazing. And oftentimes we think of our mother making a cake for us, and it's a nice cake. And it probably was no big deal, but it was nice for us. And then here I am now, 100 years later, and having a cake that's similar to the one Mother made, and I said, "That's just like the one my mother made." And instantly I'm back 100 years before with her making that cake and serving it and thinking to myself, wow, you know, and that youthful vitality, that dynamic attitude that I had then, I have again, you know, and I am that youthful, dynamic, vital being. Yes, smiles do travel without any wires. They do travel without on an envelope that, like years ago, we would receive and hear. And I remember one radio commentator who, back in the 30s and 40s, was telling about his trips into China and his trips into Asia and how fascinating it was. And I was right there with him because I pulled out the atlas and I pulled out the world book and I'd look up these things, these cities, wherever he was. And I was right there with him on the radio, sitting in our living room. I can see myself sitting there right now having that experience. Our life is not a closed book. If we would just open the book of our inner self, our inner life, instead of opening up so many outer books, we would find that the adventures are far more close, far more rewarding, far more exciting than anything we can do on the outer. Because once you close the book, you have a memory or two from it, but your life is an open book with memories that go on forever, and you're always living them in the now. Well, you all have a happy day, because I know my day is happy. It certainly started out that way, and it's going to continue forever and ever and ever on into perpetuity, which is now. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.